The other amazing connection that we want to tell in this Thule Sailor story is the age of wooden boats, which fascinates me. I love old wooden boats and the character of them and the way people relate to them. There's not only a sense of work, but adventure and craft. They're not manufactured goods. They're hand-built and operated by men who know how to use them and take care of them and navigate with them. This is before they had power, but even after they had power, navigating the river in hand-built boats is still something I like to see done today. And the age of the gasoline engine allowed the scow schooner to be converted to gasoline-powered barges. And paddle-wheelers often ran on steam, but the scow schooners would be not appropriate for steam because they were too small, but a gas engine is much smaller than a steam boiler. And once they developed that engine capacity, they cut the masts off and used them as motorized barges. And they were used for dredging up sand and shell, which was the sand was used in construction trades and the shell was used in the chicken trades. And Petaluma, being a big poultry center on the West Coast, needed a lot of shell because the calcium in oyster shells made strong eggs. The Alma itself was actually used as one of the first shell dredgers and continually served Petaluma with loads of shells, and was transferred ownership to the early the 1900s, 1930s, 1940s. She was carrying shell up to Petaluma, and our shell company in Petaluma, Jericho Dredging, had a direct relation to it. They were one of the last owners of the Alma before it was decommissioned and left on a mud bank to rot. That scow schooner was still serving Petaluma as a transport ship. Jericho Dredging has the tug and barge business that runs up and down Petaluma and brings raw materials in, not only for their company, but for Shamrock. They bring in gravel, they bring in other materials by barge. Jericho operates around the bay, but they're headquartered in Petaluma, and they have that thread of connection to maritime industrial trade that goes back to the time of the scow schooners, when this river and all the rivers were the means of travel and communication. So that I want to tell that story. And Jericho are our neighbors on the Muir Peninsula. They have their headquarters and their shell processing plant on McNear Peninsula, and that's part of the industrial and the agricultural heritage of this river. I had lunch with Mitch and Barbara Lynn, who own Jericho Dredging, and have passing that along to their second, third generation. But they have a fascinating story of how they not only acquired and operated that dredging and shell business, but how they acquired the land on McNear Peninsula and actually saved it from development. I want to tell part of that story in our Heritage Center, and they are interested in cooperating. We want to be proud of this story because I want people to care about the maritime heritage of Petaluma. And we also want to create ways for people to connect with this heritage by building traditional small craft, using them on the water, rowboats, small sailboats, even maybe some small scow schooners where we can put hay on board and give river hay rides up and down the Petaluma and talk about the cultural heritage and the industrial heritage. I'm really heartened by the progress the city has made. For years, they turned their back on the Petaluma River. It looked kind of funny. It was dirty colored and it smelled bad at low tide, and people thought it was just a ditch that they dumped their trash in. And many people in town didn't even know where it went. They had no idea that the Petaluma River connected to the bay, which connected to the rest of the world. It's an international port. You can sail anywhere in the world, and boats from anywhere in the world can sail to Petaluma.